Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning, Jeff.
I'm going to give you a compliment to start the conversation, okay? You don't look like no cop this morning. That's a compliment.
I don't. I confuse people.
Well, maybe you're undercover this morning. Undercover as, a business executive, CEO. You just look very professional and very sharp this morning.
I'm very tricky, so yeah. Gotta stay on your toes.
Thanks for coming in, and I feel like if I see you, it's not in a police capacity. It maybe an area rummage sale.
Oh, yes, of course. Like of course.
Down at Riverside Park at a family event or something like that. So
absolutely. It's all about the family.
Are you working today or do you have the day off?
I do have the day off today.
And you came in on your day off?
Of course, Jeff.
Thank you. One of the reasons I wanted to have you in is because you were recently named the Yankton Police Department Officer of the Year. Congrats.
Thank you very much. Very much. I'm extremely honored.
Surprised?
Very surprised, yeah? Actually.
How did that all take place? How did it all happen?
Well, we had a picnic for our department. And
kind of an appreciation deal?
Yeah, like an appreciation picnic. And
I saw Jason Foote in a Hawaiian shirt. He looked really laid back and easy.
That was kind of a little bit of a joke because on those Hawaiian shirts, if you zoom in, those are all my fellows that I work with in my office.
Really?
And my Hawaiian shirt, I don't order online, so I didn't want to be part of reporting my own theft. And they ordered those from not this country. So I said, I will be a part of the Hawaiian shirt, but I failed to wear the Hawaiian shirt that day, so I was busy mowing the lawn before I came in.
So you're there with your family, and they make the presentation, and what went through your head?
I was actually kind of getting after one of my kids, and when I heard my name, my middle child, he was like, Mom, they said your name.
Oh, my.
And I was like, you better not be joking. So
did you have to give a speech?
I saved my colleagues from being held verbal hostage by me. I'm a talker. So I thank the ones that have always been supporting me, and that real work and the real success comes from those that stand with you and stand behind you. I've been pretty privileged to have amazing squads and leadership. So
where'd you grow up, Brooke?
I grew up by Sutherland, Iowa, on a farm ranch in the middle of nowhere.
Middle of nowhere? So, okay, what's the closest thing to Sutherland that we would know of?
Probably Spencer.
Sure.
45 minutes.
Okay.
Maybe Okoboji over an hour.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I grew up not too far from Okoboji, so.
Yeah.
And then how did Yankton come into the picture?
Well, I went to the University of South Dakota, Go Yotes, and I did a plethora of internships, ended up working, contracted with the reservation, and then I did worked at the prison, and one of the prisons I worked at was in Springfield, so. Yankton was the largest town in the area, commuted for a while, and then went to parole, and then found my way to the Yankton Police Department, where I'm a forever.
A person. Forever?
Yeah, I'm not. This is my
I hope Jason Foote's listening.
Yeah,
she's a forever.
You can't get rid of me. I keep coming back.
Yeah, maybe he's been trying. Who knows?
I think so, maybe.
Did you have family members serving in the police department?
I didn't know anybody here. As far as family, I have military family and family in law enforcement, but it seems to be a pretty big trend in my family. So.
Speaking of family, let's talk about who all is under the roof and under your care these days.
Where the hard work really starts.
Yeah.
That's at home, right?
When you check out of work, you literally check out because you have a whole nother
job. I absolutely do. I have to keep everything on my phone. And everybody's got an activity from preteen to almost 2 years old. I spread it out pretty well, and we got activities every day. There's not a day that we don't.
Okay. Well, shout out to your husband this morning.
Yes, yes. If it wasn't for him, truthfully, allowing me to do what I love, I wouldn't be in this position.
I was there on your wedding night, and that was pretty special. I was very happy to be there. That was a fun night.
Yes, very fun.
Tell us about the kids.
Well, my oldest, very involved in 4-H. Does dance volleyball. She is like a little mother hen. She's wonderful. My middle child, any sport you can think of or travel team, he is on it. He's in three different baseball things this summer. We're always moving. And the youngest child, she is almost two. She is not like the rest. That is an independent, very spirited individual. We'll word it that way. So if we're not chasing one, we're chasing that one for sure.
Hands are full.
Yeah. If you see me running around yelling, that's the one I'm trying to find.
What's harder to deal with, a hardened criminal or your children at home?
100% children. 100%. I don't even have to question.
So you're a detective now, though, Detective Brooke Hansen. Yes. How is that suiting you?
I feel like, you know, when you find that thing that, you know, in your head wasn't the coolest thing to do, this is what I should have been doing a long time ago. I get selfishly the self-worth from helping other people, be an advocate, working those crimes against people. That is the coolest thing, to have them come back and say, hey, remember me from 2 years ago? Because you did this, this is where I am. That's where it really helps your heart.
I get a visit with a lot of your colleagues on a consistent basis. And to me, confirm this, if you will, the culture at the YPD seems really strong.
It is very strong. There's not anybody else I'd want to go in a search warrant or undercover or do anything with other than my brothers and sisters that I'm with currently.
Brothers and sisters, that's not something that you just took off the top of your head. That's probably something you say often.
That is my family in blue, and I'll be there for them forever.
What do you like to do as a detective? I know that there's some tough things, some hard things, some mentally challenging things, but what do you really like to do?
I think really it's the advocacy part of what I do, and being able to get out there and be a little bit proactive with talking to people, helping them and giving them the resources they need. They're in the same community as myself, my children. And if it means you take time and you might not have to go back to the same house because you took the time, that's what's truly important, is taking that time, because it might keep you from going to a domestic there again, right? So I think that's the biggest thing.
What do we all need to get better at collectively? That's a big general question, but to all the people in Yankton, if you had one wish, we should, whether it's driving on the road or something in the homes, what do we need to do a better job of?
I think Yankton has a pretty good outlook of, you know, doing the right thing when nobody's looking, but not letting that slip out of your stronghold. Do the right thing when nobody's looking. What we do now echoes for eternity, quote that movie, but it has a lot of meaning to it.
Do the right thing. Well said. Pleasure to have you in here this morning. Thanks for coming in on your day off.
Yes.
Best wishes. Be careful out there.
Yes, sir. Safe always.